Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Jack Abramowitz filling in for Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene from around the world to Daven to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day this Yom Shlishi, the 12th day of the month of Sivan. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and to introduce Rabbi Moshe Shaket of Hadar High School for Girls in Boca Raton, Florida, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, followed by Rabbi Shaket slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Prakim Kuf, Kuf Gimel, Kuf Kuf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. This will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew and English, the Mishaberech Letzachal, the Mishaberech Leshvuyim, the prayer for those who are tragically being held captive, and we will conclude with the Mishaberech Lecholim, with Rabbi Shaket pausing to enable each of us to insert the names of all those for whom we are davening. To receive the daily Tehillim Call reminder emails, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim Call. That's ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bikavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shaket.
Okay, good afternoon. Thank you so much, Rabbi Abramowitz, for giving me the opportunity once again to share words of Torah with you. Not only do I get the opportunity to hopefully inspire, but to draw inspiration from all of you. In this week's parasha, Parshas Baaloscha, Moshe Rabbeinu recounts the instructions that he was needed to give to the Levim. The pasuk says that not Levim nisunim la'aron ulevanov mitoch bnei Yisrael la'avodas avodas bnei Yisrael be'ol moed lechaper al bnei Yisrael v'lo yeh bnei Yisrael negef v'goshes bnei Yisrael el hakodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu says, then I signed the Levim to be presented to Aaron and his sons from among the Bnei Yisrael to perform the Avodah of Bnei Yisrael in the Ohel Moed and to provide atonement for Bnei Yisrael so that there will be not a plague amongst Bnei Yisrael when Bnei Yisrael approach the sanctuary. And Rashi famously comments that if you'll notice that in this pasuk alone, Perek Ches, pasuk Yotes, the Torah mentions the words Bnei Yisrael no less than five times in this one verse. And Rashi is bothered by why that is, and he explains because HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it as an opportunity to demonstrate his affection, his love, his deep care and concern for Klal Yisrael, and like anything that we care about, that we count, it demonstrates our intimate, deep connection to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentions in the Torah Bnei Yisrael five times. But the obvious question is, why here? Why does the Torah here, through Moshe Rabbeinu, mentioned Bnei Yisrael, put Bnei Yisrael on a pedestal, so to speak, and mentioned Bnei Yisrael five different times in one unique pasuk. The Kutzker Rebbe, Zechus Yaga Aleinu, in his Sefer Oel Torah, provides an incredible insight as to why specifically now the Torah mentions Bnei Yisrael five different times. And he explains that when Moshe Rabbeinu is highlighting the unique responsibilities of the Levim, their responsibilities of transporting the Mishkan, of building the Mishkan, of carrying all of the Kalim, it clearly was emphasizing and accentuating the unique role that the Levim were going to play as part of Klal Yisrael. Explains the Kutzker Rebbe, you can imagine that when the Jewish people were hearing about this unique role, this unique position that the Levim were being designated for, the regular, Joe, the regular Yid of Klal Yisrael will feel a little bit of Chalishas Hadas, will feel a little bit as though they're insignificant. Here you have the Kohanim, you have the Nesim, the princes of each respective Shevet, of each tribe. Now you have the Levim who are being put on a pedestal. Where does the regular Jew belong? What role will the regular Jew be able to fill? What place does the Stam Yid be able to fulfill? And so therefore, it explains the Kutzker Rebbe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Torah, goes out of its way to put Bnei Yisrael front and center. It's true, the Levim have their role, the Kohanim have their role, we'll talk about the Malachim later, Sefer Devarim, they'll have their role, and other people, Moshe Rabbeinu will have his role, the Nesim, the princes will have their role, but that doesn't take away from, that doesn't demean any member of Klal Yisrael. Every member of Klal Yisrael is responsible to play their own independent role. And so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at this moment in time, when the Bnei Yisrael watching everyone else get their due attention, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make clear to all of Klal Yisrael, that every member of Klal Yisrael has an important role to play. And if it's for that reason that right here, based on Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to communicate that affection towards Klal Yisrael by mentioning Bnei Yisrael no less than 5 times within this one pasuk. It's possible to suggest that that perhaps is really the fundamental flaw of Korach that we're going to read about in just 2 short weeks. Korach misunderstood and he thought Aaron is the Kohen Gadol, his first cousin. Moshe was the Melech, his first cousin. His other cousin was becoming the Nasi. Where does he stand? What's going to be his role? But he misunderstood. Every member of Klal Yisrael has their role to play. The Rav Mishka Skareba, who just passed away 9 months ago, in his incredible sefer, the Amoros Torah, tells us that that's really what it means when Rashi says, Ki ish echad b'lev echad, that when we accepted the Torah, Vayichan Sham Yisrael keneged ahar, Ki ish echad b'lev echad, with one, as one man with one heart, it doesn't just mean that we all overlook the differences between us, but what it really means is that only when Klal Yisrael recognize the kochos, the strength of one another, can we fulfill all 613 mitzvot. We cannot fulfill the mitzvot by on our own. The Kohen can only fulfill certain mitzvot, the farmer can only fulfill certain mitzvot, a man can fulfill certain mitzvot, a woman can fulfill certain mitzvot, without each other dependent on, without us being contingent, without us relying on each respective member of Klal Yisrael, we simply cannot be mekabel the Torah ki'ish echad b'lev echad. It's only when we recognize that we each have our role to play, can we possibly be able to make the important contribution that only we're meant to be able to contribute. The famous Rabbi Nachman tells us, and I'll close with this, the famous Rabbi Nachman tells us that the day a person was born is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that the world could no longer exist without them. It means that each one of us who are living through life, who are progressing through life, who are navigating through life, every day that we wake up, there's a tafkid, there's a purpose, there's a tasis for us to play and for us to fulfill. And we can't overlook that, and we can't look over our shoulders to see what somebody else is doing to our right or to our left. But rather, we need to recognize that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed us in this world, it means we have a role to play. It means we have a tafkid to fulfill. Not to forget, and not to chas v'shalom, feel lower than anybody else, but to realize that while we may have our nesiim, and we have our malachim, and we have our kohanim, and we have our levim, each one of us plays an important role that cannot be overlooked. And Be'ezras Hashem, drawing this lesson from the Katz Kareba based on Rashi in this week's Parsha, we should be able to continue to identify those important roles with the capacities, the talents, the kishronos, and the kochos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed upon us. And Be'ezras Hashem, we will play and we will fulfill those roles in the best way possible. And with that, we will begin with Perek Chaf in Tehillim, Lam Natseach. Lam Natseach, Mizmor LeDavid, Ya'anucha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yisach Ezrocha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Min Chosecha V'yolavcha Yedash Nesela, Yitein Lecha Chil V'avecha V'chol Atoscha Yimalei, Nirani Nabi Shulasecha V'shem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishal Osecha, אתה ידעתי כי יושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קודשו בגבורות ישע ימינו. אלו ברכב ואלו בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. הם הקרו ונפלו ואנחנו קמנו ונסעודד, אדוני יושיע המלך יענהו ויום קרנו. We will now move to chapter 23, Tehillim Chof Gimel. מזמו לדוד אדוני רואי לו אכסר, בינוס דשא ירבי סייני על נמינוכו תינה עלי. Nafshi Yeshovev Yancheni v'magvei tzedek l'man shemo, gam ki elech b'gei talmovet, lo ira ra ki ata imadi, shiftachol umishantecha hem v'inachamuni, ta'aroch l'fanay shulchan, neged sovriroi, dishantev Hashem n'roshi kosi revaya, ach tov v'chesed yirgifuri ko yimei chayai, v'shafti b'vei sadunai li'orech yamim. We will now move to Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir l'malos, esoi nai el heharim, Me'ayin yavo Ezri. Ezri me'im adunoi osei shamayim v'aret. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, adonai tzulcha yad yiminecha, yomam ha-shemesh v'yakecha v'yoreach b'layla. Adonai mishmorcha mikoro, mishmorat nafshecha, adonai shmorat teizcho v'oecha me'ata v'yad olam. We'll now progress to Tehillim Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shira Malos, Mimamakim Tirasicha Adunoi, Adunoi Shmovikoli, Tienas Nefikashuvos, the Kotachanunoi, And finally, Tehillim Kufnem Beis, chapter 142. Maskil LeDavid Yosav Amiras Tvila. Koli El Adonai Ezak, Koli El Adonai Eschanon. Eshbok Lefanav Sichi, Tarasi Lefanav Agid. Vizatev Alei Ruchu Vyatay Adata Nisivasi, Beorach Zu Aleich Tamnu Fakli. Habet Yamin Re'ei, Ve'in Limakir, Avad Menos Mimeni, In Doresh Tanashi. Za'afi Elech Adonai, Amarti Ata Machsi, Chelki Be'er Tachayim. Hakshiva el rinosiki delusi meod, hatileni merotfaki amsumi meni. Hosiyami maskir nafshi lados es shenacha, the achsiru tzadikim ki sigmola olai. Achino kobesi Israel, and the sunim basar uvashivya, haomdim bain bayom uvain bayabasha, amoka mirachim aleim, yotiim, vitara lirvacho, meafela liora, umishiva ligula, ashtoba agalov isman kariv, vinomar, amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are distressed or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Hakamim alenu nigafim lefnehem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yushmar yachtil asalim mikol tzara v'tzuka umikol nega umachala mishbach rochav hasbachal v'chol ma'asei yedehem. Yadber soninu tachtehem v'yashrim v'chetzir yishua v'atars nitzachon. V'kuyam b'hem hakasub ki Adonai Eloheichem ha'olich imachem v'hilachem lachem im oivechem v'yoshi aschem v'nomar amein. V'shabeach v'oseinu Avro Mitzchav v'yakov Yosef Moshe v'aron Dovru Shlomo v'yuvarach v'yishmar v'yintras v'nedret tzvah ha'avina v'yisot shvuyav. There's Kola Chen Hanisun Bethar Uvishivya, Ba'abur Shekola Kola Kadosh Hazem Mispalo Ba'aburav, Akodish Baruch Yimali Rachamim Alehem, Yotzim, Mechoshach Mitzamavis, Mosorespehem Minatek, Mimsukosem Yoshien, Vishivim, Mehelechek Mishpachotehem, Yodul Adonai Chasov, Nifilosov of Neadam, Vikram Bam, Mikrashakosu, Ufuduye Adonai Yeshuvun, Uvotim, Virino, Vesimcha Solam Alarosham, Dawson, Vesimcha Yasigo Vinosu, Nagon Vanacha, Vinomar, Amen. And finally, the Mishberach Pacholim, Mishberach Alosena Avram Mitzchav Yaakov, Moshe V'Aron Dovru Shlomo, Yivarech V'Yarte Esacholim Esacholos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachim Aleihem La'achimam U'Laposom U'Lachazikam U'Lachayosom.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Shaket. We look forward to having you again on the program very soon. For all of us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.